The news is coming that the notes that were is no more. This is going to come as a shock to all when they hear this program.
I can talk about this stuff all day, but I don't know if it's interesting or not.
Let's see, yeah. So they have a Siamese, like,
yeah,
meow.
Yeah, they do. Huh. Yeah.
What do you smell? You smell my dog?
Oh, that was that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes at least. If you could maybe just read the top line. And
all right.
Just so I can get a feel for it.
And in hell, forever you will remember heaven's tugging from God the Holy Spirit and from the Lord's gentle knock on your heart door. But you ignored and chose to go your merry own way. And in hell, you'll always remember so many times you've blown your chances to repent and accept God's so great salvation. But you kept putting it off until another day. And without warning, death came your way. And in hell, forever, you will beg for one more chance. Forever, you will remember the Lord standing on the outside. And you wouldn't let him in on the inside. God withdrew, turned, and walked away. And in hell, you will forever remember your life on earth, rejecting God's Son, born of a virgin's birth, pushing aside your chance of being saved, lying in the preacher's face, laughing and joking while walking off in a hurried haste. And in hell, religious people will forever remember the religion that they were in that taught them that lie. Hell does not exist. Atheists forever will scream for mercy to the God they denied while on earth. Muslims confessing, "I died without a savior." Satan and all his demons will be there in torment. And in hell, you will regret the day that you were ever born. And in hell, forever, you will hear the rich man screaming, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am forever tormented in this flame."
A little backbone was missing. And the county doesn't build roads. They don't care about what happens to the city.
We request the city to put maximum pressure on the county to develop Biscuit Run in a responsible manner.
You know, the county has been intimidating the city for God knows how long.
We as a city have to be able to say to them, you don't have the infrastructure. We'll do what you can to help you build it, but you cannot continue to use our infrastructure.
The thing to remember about proffers is certainly what I've been told over and over here is that proffers are voluntary. You can't force a person to proffer anything in particular. We end up with a position where they call our bluff, we close the road, we get nothing.
Sometimes I feel like they just kind of disregard us, and I can't help feeling that way.
Well, it's very late, and I'm liable to start talking crazy, you know, about things like getting out of that revenue sharing agreement and just annexing the whole county so that we can solve this problem ourselves.
Wonderful! That's exciting!
Skipping that. I don't want to ruin anybody's breakfast, so we'll skip that one. flu pandemic would not be just any flu. Your normal life could be affected. Stores, services, and schools may need to limit hours or close. You can get ready for this or other emergencies. Store a 2-week supply of water and food. Keep a supply of medicines that you need. And talk with loved ones about what to do if they get sick. There is no pandemic now, but if it comes, let's all get ready.
A number of us got together and we wrote a letter to our representative, Virgil Goode, asking him, expressing our concerns about the war and asking him to agree to vote against the Bush administration.
The other day at the liquor store, I was satisfied to see a man walk in and pay his bill and say nothing to me. Who gives a rat's ass, baby? Who gives a rat's ass, child? People that talk too much, they like to drive me wild. My woman said to hit the trail, for work I have no time. So off I went for peace and quiet and juggle that good moonshine. Who gives a rat's ass, baby? Who gives a rat's ass, child? People that talk too much, they like to drive me wild. I got held up and set on fire by a young man half my size. Who gives a rat's ass, baby? Who gives a rat's ass, child? People that talk too much, they like to drive me wild.
Truly drives me wild in that situation is the fact that the Notes That Were has been folded into this little box for so long now, left here in the corner of this dining room, and we shall never once more hear the Notes That Were, which have disappeared into the etherous chaos of which we have decided to not pay attention to. Does anybody know why I'm talking? Have a coffee, please.
Somebody say pie?
The following has been paid for by a grant from the Windsor Pneumatics Foundation.
I wonder what the circumference of this record is.
I wonder what the area of it is.
You couldn't solve any of those problems without pie.
Pi? What's pie?
Pi is a mathematical constant that represents the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter.
Did somebody say pi?
No, Steve, not pi. Pi.
Oh.
My name's Javier.
I'm Jessica.
My name's Steve.
My name's Susan.
I'm Hector.
formed by B to B. They draw an altar on which God has slaughtered all stability. No ice could ever soak in all the places you anoint. And yet to see you all at once, we only need the point. Flirting with infinity, your geometric progeny that fit inside you oh so tight, with triangles that feel so right.
5. Now that's what I call getting some pie. 5 of the chicks wore 6-inch heels. 2 of the 9 squealed like steel. 514 was the area code. Quebec, Canada, my window and bone. In my $1.3 million chalet. Pie backwards, 5 forwards all night and all day.